I'm on the phone today with Shanti Feldhahn, best-selling author for Women Only and for Men Only, to talk about her latest book, Women in the Workplace. Shanti, it's great to be with you.
Hi there.
Shanti, why did you decide to write a book for working women? And what will make Women in the Workplace a timely book for women in 2009?
I actually have been wanting to write this book ever since I started the research for Women Only back in 2001. As I was interviewing men about the things that women tend not to understand about men, the things that guys were telling me fell into two different categories. And it was either, here's what I'm privately, secretly thinking and feeling when my wife says or does this, or here's what I'm privately thinking when my female colleague says or does this particular thing. And I realized I couldn't put both the relationship application and the corporate application in one book. It would have been just impossible. And so what I did was obviously focus on the relationship side with For Women Only. And I've been wanting for years to get back to the corporate side, and I've been collecting research these entire last 5 or 6 years to be able to dive into that book, and that's what we are now doing.
And you're right that what women don't know about how men think on the job causes women to sabotage their success. What do you mean by that? And maybe you could give us some examples.
One of the things that I realized that really opened my eyes as sort of a relatively strong, competent woman in the workplace myself. I used to work on Wall Street. I have a graduate degree from Harvard. And, that was sort of my life for years. And as I was learning about how men were privately thinking and how they perceive things, I realized that there were things in the past that I had done, and it's certainly women that we do every day without ever intending to, that can undermine our perception with our male colleagues. And that can undermine, therefore, our careers. We can sort of be shooting ourselves in the foot without ever realizing it, without ever intending to, just because we don't know how the men we're working with are privately thinking about what we just said or about what we just did or the choice that we just made. And really, honestly, an example, probably a relatively easy example, would be how men view emotions. We all know that it is sort of shooting ourselves in the foot if we cry in a meeting, if there's like emotions running high and tears are shed. We recognize, okay, it's probably not the best thing to do. But what we don't realize is that there is an awful lot more that men view as getting emotional than just tearing up. And that even something as simple as, for example, a woman's brain can process things very quickly because our brains are designed to do that. And so if a man presents in a meeting, well, we have choices A, B, and C in front of us, our brains can instantly kind of leap to a relatively quick conclusion. And we have done an instantaneous gallop through all the options. And we say, oh, well, we need to do C because of such and such. And the guy thinks there's no way she had time to process that. That's an emotional response. She's jumping to conclusions and is likely to either say or certainly think something like, okay, let's just all slow down here. Let's think through this logically. And the woman is thinking, I did think through this logically. But that's just a little microcosm of something that is just a big difference between men and women. And it's a small little example, but there's hundreds of those, some that are actually very big deals and happen all the time.
Earlier in our conversation, you alluded that a woman's brain works a little differently and maybe functions differently than man's. If so, Hal, maybe you could elaborate on that a little bit more and maybe describe a work-related situation where a difference sets up the sexes for misunderstanding or even frustration.
Yeah, sure. Well, let's go back to the emotions thing. This is actually one of the differences in this book, the workplace book, with the relationship books, is that in the workplace book, I feel like both for the Christian market and for the broader general market, that there is a need to have even more rigor in the research and to actually show the women why some of these issues exist instead of just showing them that they do. What's the reason? And emotions is a perfect example. Men's brains actually process emotions differently than a woman's brains. And actually, believe it or not, the impact of testosterone actually limits some of the processing connections that allow a man to process emotion more effectively, whereas a woman's brain has tons of these connections that allow emotions to be processed much more quickly and easily. And so what this basically means is that for a guy, a high level of emotion, like if he is, if somebody is bringing him something and is beginning to get emotional, or he feels himself getting emotional, what happens is that that will actually prevent him from thinking clearly. That will prevent thoughts from being passed properly. So what he has to do is sort of shut down some of that emotional response in order to be able to think clearly. So now here he sees a female colleague getting emotional, whether she's tearing up, she's getting upset, she's getting angry. And as one guy told me, he told me about a meeting where a female colleague that he really needed her eyes and ears in this meeting, and she began to get rather upset about some criticism from the project that they were doing. And he left the meeting, he told me later, so I couldn't trust a thing of what her judgment was at that meeting. And I'm like, why not? He said, well, obviously she was emotional, so she wasn't thinking clearly. And I realized, you know, what the difference is that it is accurate for guys. If they are getting emotional, it's difficult for them to think clearly. Women, because of our sort of the way our brains process emotion, we can actually be emotional and think clearly at the same time. And so it's important for women to know if men see that in you, they're going to assume you're not thinking clearly even when you are. And that's an example. Again, one simple little example, but it happens so many times to us, and there's so many more examples like that.
Now, your Doubleday Currency edition is aimed at the general market, but in the edition co-published with Multnomah, you're including extra material just for Christian women. Would you describe that for a minute?
Yeah, actually, it's going to be an interesting little experiment because I felt like there really was a need to do it this way. There's this, as you mentioned, there's this general market edition. There's sort of the core, what you might call the kind of core edition. And it's not necessarily going to appeal to some of the spiritual aspects of this or the Christian message. It's definitely Christian in terms of my worldview as a believer, and that I think people hearing biblical truth of how God has created men and women will end up actually being very helpful to them because that's how we're wired. But in a secular marketplace, and especially in the business marketplace, there's a limit to how much you can call upon someone's sort of sense of this is how we should treat our brothers and sisters in Christ, because they just don't necessarily get that if that's not their worldview. But in the Christian market, I think that there is definitely an element that needs to be added, and I think it's going to make it much richer because I can appeal to the women, not just here's this information you need, which they do, and not just, so therefore, if we understand these things and apply them, it'll help our careers, it'll help us be more effective, it'll help limit confusion, all of which it will. But also, there's another element to this, which is, it's what we should do. It's not just for our sake. It's for the sake of the men around us. It's a sake, for example, and for women only, I talked a lot, and it was startling to some women about how men are visual and how, you know, wearing a low-cut top could actually cause a man to struggle with a visual temptation that he doesn't want. And, you know, in the workplace book, I'm talking about that again and saying, you know, the guy is thinking, look at her face, look at her face, look at her face. He's not hearing everything that you're saying. You're not being as effective as you want to be. But there's another element. As a Christian, you need to care about that man. You need to care about not putting the skids under him. And that you may wrestle with this, but as a Christian, I can appeal to your relationship with the Lord and say, you know what, this is not about you. We have to die to ourselves and some of our, you know, things that we would probably prefer to handle things for the sake of those around us. Just like we would expect and hope that the men would be dying to themselves and trying to handle things in an honorable way for the sake of the women around them. So there's just a broader appeal, a much richer appeal that I can say as a Christian to other Christian women.
What a great way to conclude our time today. Shanti Feldhahn, best-selling author, and her latest book coming up is Women in the Workplace. Shanti, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much. It was great to talk to you.